We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Receivers this side with Claypool coming that way, and Book throwing on the cross.
Soon the hope is it'll be touchdown Bears when Cole Kmet is standing there holding the football in the end zone, because he was the Bears' first pick in the 2020 draft in the second round. Here to tell us all about the new Bear is Ryan Harris. He is on Twitter at @salams_from_68. The Notre Dame football radio analyst and Super Bowl 50 champ is with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What's going on, Ryan? How are you doing?
Good, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is exciting times for Bears fans who have been clamoring for somebody who seems to really be the prototype sort of Y tight end that Adam Shaheen certainly was not. And it's certainly the writing is on the wall for this area kid who looks like he can do everything that position is asked to do. Are you confident that's the case?
100%. I mean, Bears fans cannot be too excited about Cole Kmet. No question, the best tight end in the draft. And just for an example, in 8 of his 10 games last year, he averaged a first down every catch. And no game was bigger than when he had 9 catches for 108 yards against Georgia in his first game back from injury last season. So an amazing player. He's going to be a Jason Witten type tight end, a 10 to 15 year career. And I'll tell you something, after playing with Matt Nagy in Kansas City under Andy Reid, that tight end position is a huge part of that offense. And you are going to see some great production on second, third, and first down from the tight end.
Where are the areas of growth for a guy with this kind of natural athletic ability who always kind of toggled in between baseball as a pitcher and football? Once this becomes his full-time job, where will we see him get better?
All his development is going to depend on is who's throwing him the football. I'm telling you, Dan, he is ready right now. It's one of the reasons why he left with still a year of eligibility available to him. He is a do-it-all back tight end. He's able to catch it out of the backfield. He's able to catch it on fourth down, third down. I mean, he was a security blanket after Chase Claypool for Ian Book, and Ian Book is going to miss both those players mightily, but I can't say enough about Cole Kmet. He's intelligent. He's always in the right place. He never had made a mistake to the point where coaches questioned his focus and integrity. He's a guy who pays attention, and playing football matters to him. And listen, I love that he played baseball for a little bit, because listen, there's going to be his whole life's going to be football now. And guys should always play multiple sports. Every athlete I know who was in the NFL played multiple sports. This idea that not focusing on one sport somehow doesn't make you as good is absolutely wrong. I mean, there's a law of diminishing returns for a reason. And you are getting a focused, healthy, capable, amazing tight end. I'm telling you, a Jason Witten 2.0 in Cole Kmet.
Hey, Ryan, when you interview a football player and the first thing that he wants to talk about is his versatility, what does that mean when it's coming from a tight end?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what tight ends are talking about are their willingness. Versatility also means, hey, I'm willing to line up in the slot. I can line up on the edge. I can line up in the backfield as a fullback and then break out as a route. I can line up as a fullback and then go block the middle linebacker. And that's the most underrated aspect of Cole Kmet's game. He is a great, not good, a great blocking tight end as well. So, and that's one of the things when you watch offenses like Kansas City, what they do with Travis Kelce, Philadelphia, what they do with Zach Ertz. I mean, the same coaching tree that Matt Nagy was in. You're going to line that tight end up outside of the wide receiver and then bring them inside. You're going to line them up on the slot, bring them outside. You're going to line them up outside and then attach them on the opposite side of the formation for a run play and really make the defense communicate before the snap. So that's what a tight end's talking about when they start talking about their versatility. Versatility at the tight end position means willingness. And Cole Kmet is willing to block out of the backfield, willing to block as a fullback, willing to block on the line of scrimmage, but also catch that touchdown to help you win a game.
We're talking with Ryan Harris, who is the radio analyst for Notre Dame football here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Ryan, you mentioned your experience with the Kansas City Chiefs, part of this offense in 2014 that the Bears are running right now. And part of what I like about the Kmet move is with him as the inline tight end or Y position, it means that this investment they made in Jimmy Graham is telling us that he's just going to be the move tight end, or what's referred to as the U tight end. So he doesn't block. He doesn't want to block. He can't block. Now they're really not going to ask him to, because this means that Jimmy Graham is indeed essentially a glorified wide receiver who's going to be hunting for matchup exploitation opportunities. I can rest easier knowing they're not going to try to make Jimmy Graham into something he's not.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Graham hasn't been a tight end since he was, since he took the Saints to court, who franchise tagged him as one, right? I mean, he's a big wide receiver. And one thing you got to know, too, about Jimmy Graham, as much as I respect his incredible career, he really has not found a home. He has not found the production that he's always been capable of since he was with the Saints. So I think it's great that you bring in a veteran like that. He'll be able to teach players like Cole Kmet and other tight ends how he sees the game and how he can affect the game. And Jimmy Graham also has a great demeanor, attitude when he's on the field. But to think that Jimmy Graham is the Jimmy Graham we thought he was when he was with the Saints is just not looking at recent history.
Ryan, when you talk about tight ends, you talk about guys that have to make the catch on third and short. You know, guys that will come across the middle in the end zone. On a scale of 1 to 10, and, you know, we also know you mentioned versatility, the ability to block. But on a scale of 1 to 10, where is he as far as his hands?
Yeah, great question, Will. No question, he's a 9, if not a 10. One of the things I loved, and so did Ian Book and the entire Notre Dame offense, you know, Cole Kmet really uses his body to create separation as well as put himself between the defender and the football. And that's a very key skill at the tight end position. And that's why he was such a big-time possession receiver, tight end, for Notre Dame last year in his entire career. He really can make plays and create space that isn't there because of his body. And one tight end that, you know, really has done that well, Jason Witten, Anthony Fasano, former tight end for Notre Dame as well, did that exceptionally well and actually was part of the reason why we had success in Kansas City. I mean, make no mistake, Notre Dame is tight end and O-line U. And Matt Nagy learned that while he was there at Kansas City through Anthony Fasano, and he got his guy in Cole Kmet.
How complicated is the Notre Dame offense as far as the number of plays and the way that they're called? Just about the adjustment to a voluminous and a playbook with a lot of verbiage in it.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's not going to be anywhere near as complicated as the offense Matt Nagy runs. And listen, that's going to be for a lot of guys in college. I mean, if you're talking about pro-style offenses in college, you're probably talking about two to three schools. Boston College is one of them. Michigan's one of them. I mean, not a lot of schools are doing that, right? The benefit you have is that you know Cole Kmet actually went to class. And that's one of the reasons why Notre Dame guys are so successful in the NFL, because we actually know how to study. We actually know how to take notes. We know how to prepare for a test, which is every Sunday in the NFL. So you've got a guy in Cole Kmet who's highly intelligent, highly capable, highly willing, and is going to hit the ground running for your Bears.
Hey, Ryan, is there something as Bears fans that we should look for with Cole Kmet as far as, you know, whether it's a preseason game, the first or second regular season game, where if we see something, we're like, hey, this guy gets it. This is the guy that they needed. They got the guy that they wanted. and this is going to be a huge bonus for this Bears team.
I would tell you, make no mistake, the greats make things look easy. And you will see Cole Kmet make catches, and you'll say, man, yeah, it was a good catch. He was supposed to make that. And if you went back on film and watched the end zone copy, you'd say, wow, he really shook that defender, really made that linebacker go flat-footed, really was a problem matchup for a safety who's coming down to cover him. And you actually might not even see his catch as much as you'll see the progression of Mitch Trubisky or Marcus Mariota, whoever's throwing that ball. I mean, a player like Cole Kmet makes the quarterback look awesome. The tight end, a capable tight end who's a threat in the passing game and can block, really changes an offense and makes a quarterback shine.
Now you hear this description, I'm thinking, well, then why the hell wasn't he a first-round pick?
Well, you had a run on receivers. A lot of teams had cornerback issues as well and offensive line issues. And listen, just because teams don't do something or teams, you know, make a different decision doesn't mean that's the right decision. I mean, we're going to find that out for, you know, 15 of the 32 teams that picked in the first round, you know. And I'm not sure what Jacksonville was doing early on there in the draft, but there are going to be teams every year that pass on talent. I mean, that's how Travis Kelce was a third-round pick. That's how I was a third-round pick, even though I played 10 years in the NFL and won a championship in Super Bowl 50. So the idea that where you're drafted matters is how good you are is total bunk and is not something that anybody who understands football would realize. I mean, you guys want that to be the case with Mitchell Trubisky. I get it. But just because you're a second-round pick, I mean, that's where you build championships. Yeah, you can get a good player and win a draft in the first round. But you build championships rounds 2 through 7. And when we won Super Bowl 50, we had Malik Jackson, who was a fourth-round pick, who ended up getting a $90 million deal after we won the Super Bowl. Derek Wolfe, a second-round pick. Chris Harris Jr. wasn't drafted at all. So the idea that why isn't good talent drafted earlier, I mean, that's just the history of the NFL.
Well, we have you here. I know this, you're on ostensibly to talk about Cole Kmet, but do you think the Bears are okay at tackle with Leno and Massey and now having Jason Spriggs replacing Cornelius Lucas as the swing tackle there? I know that that Ryan Pace likes to feature the interior, and that goes back to Mickey Loomis and the Saints thing, sort of building from the side out rather than the outside in. But I'm just wondering if you still think the Bears need to figure out a way to upgrade their tackle position.
No, Leno's a top tackle in the NFL. He really is. Now, Massey's a player who, depending on how he is this season, you could maybe look for an upgrade there. If I remember correctly, you guys got a tackle. Was it the third or fourth round? Is that right? In the draft this year. So no question they're going to kind of look at that position with Massey, but Massey's a big dude too. I mean, that's a big guy, but Leno is great. He is a great tackle. And when you have an inexperienced quarterback who sometimes gets gun shy, you're going to have a drop in production from the offensive line. The best offensive lines are with great quarterbacks who make decisions quickly, who fire the football, and who use their pre-snap reads. And I'm not sure Mr. Trubisky has really gotten his confidence in that area yet to allow that offensive line to do what it does best.
Yeah, Bears use a 7th-round pick, number 226 overall, on Arlington Hambright. Steps right out of a Charles Dickens story to join the Bears. He was a guard at Colorado, and Lechavius Simmons, who was a guard at Tennessee State. I don't know how they're going to project some of these guys, where they're going to be along the line. But, you know, 7th-round pick, maybe practice squad developmental type. We'll see.
Hey, tackle's not your issue at the Bears. It's definitely at the quarterback position, okay? So you'll be and tight ends help that, right? Tight ends help with the chip. Tight ends help with the formation that, all right, now you were going to have two offensive linemen block three players. They don't know which one. Well, now you motion Cole Kmet out, and the outside linebacker's gone because he's in coverage. Great. It's man-to-man coverage. Now Mitchell Trubisky has a read. While he's making his pre-snap read, the left guard and left tackle are identifying the linebacker and the defensive end that they have, and they're defending the position, the space now. That's where you'll see that left guard put up his right hand and watch that Mike, that linebacker, where the left tackle knows he has inside help, can really shoot out there and attack the defensive end, all because you have a capable tight end who can move, understand formation, and understand motion as well.
Ryan, really appreciate the time. Thanks much.
Thanks, guys.
That is Ryan Harris, the radio analyst for Notre Dame football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.